This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, in the last hour here, we were talking with Pat in regards to her peach tree. I know she wanted to hang tight for a little bit. There were some other things to discuss. So we are back from the break. Pat, how else can we help you today?
So I've done a lot of planting on the front edge of my property near the road, and tons of wood chips last year. And pulled up all kinds of things by the roots, but there's more stuff starting to come in. I put in a lot of tulips. They're starting to come up. So what I'm wondering is, at some point when I can still see where the tulips are, well, two things. I'd like to put wildflowers in there, just
okay,
spread of them. And if I could find daffodil bulbs, I'd like to put them in while I still know where the tulip bulbs are.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, do I have to, like, scrape away all the wood chips, plant the wildflower seed? I don't know if I could find daffodil bulbs. Obviously, it wouldn't happen until next year, but I want to know where to put them. Can I put all that in there somehow? And
yeah,
when do I put the? Do I have to wait for the wood chips and let the weeds come up until I can see what's what?
I mean, I'd probably get rid of the wood chips at this point myself if you're looking to add anything to the soil, etc. So I would look to remove that at this time.
Yeah.
As far as the daffodil bulbs, so those are the ones that are, you know, you got to buy in the fall and plant in the fall. But you could, you know, take a look at a local garden center if they have some that are already starting to, you know, be not forced at this point, but forced to grow. Right?
Uh-huh.
You know, usually around the Easter holidays, they have bulbs for sale.
Yeah.
You could put those in at this point. You know, not 100% of them are going to come back, but some will for the next season.
Yeah.
You know, another thing you could also do is if you know where the tulips are and where they're going to be, you know, grab some labels, like a plant markers. At a local garden center, you know, little ones. You don't have to get, like, the fancy ones that are, like, metal with, like, chalkboards, right? You can just get those plastic white little labels, place it right into the ground to show where the tulips are so you're not digging them up, in, you know, when you go to put the daffodils in. That way you have some sort of marker saying, all right, this is where it is. Don't disturb this spot.
Okay.
But I would, you know, if you're going to put the wildflower seeds on, they're going to just kind of go crazy as time goes on anyways. So, having the wood chips there is not going to be, like, beneficial for them at this point. I'd remove them and clean them up and throw that seed down over the top as well. It's just going to kind of go crazy anyways. So just let it, you know, do its thing.
All right. That's what I would like. Lots of things coming up and blooming.
Oh, definitely. That's a great way to start spring, right?
Yes. I mean, I've seen these huge stands of daffodils all over the place, but they come and go. And
yeah, you know, they're not always considered like a perennial type bulb. They can be like a biannual. Sometimes, you know, sometimes longer than that. It really depends.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking out my window here. My neighbors across the street have like full. Like, I'm talking, like, 3 feet wide of just daffodils popping up. And my wife was saying to me yesterday, like, oh, we got to get some of those daffodils. You want to get some now? It's like, So I went through the same thing. So I get it. Yeah. I really get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe they
right?
should be marked down now and going
yeah,
by.
No, even better, too, right?
Yeah. So they can go in the ground even though it's not fall. And
yeah. So they're just, they it's do. Like, you know, if you were to buy some daffodils to
yeah.
give to somebody right now as a, you know, in
yeah.
a pot, they could
yep.
put them in the ground, let them kind of die back as the season goes, and just they'll kind of go back into the soil for the next season.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. You've been very helpful. I planted blueberries last year. Four out of six lived, and they're not looking too good right now. And
okay.
They wanted a mixture of peat and sand to plant them in, but I don't know what I should try to do for them.
So I would look at...
Start over?
No, I wouldn't start over necessarily. They could just be having some winter damage, right? And that's okay. So I'd be looking at using like a holly tone for them, or like
yep.
a berry tone from a spoma, right?
Yep, I got that.
Because they want the acidic soil. They want
right.
to have acidity. So
right.
it's not just about, you know, fertilizing them with like that holly tone or the berry tone. What we're looking at doing is making sure the pH level is, you know, in the fives, right? So
okay.
There is products out there called there's a product out there called Soil Acidifier from Espoma.
That too. Yeah.
And that would be something to use on it at the same time. Now,
okay.
So I just pulled up the Espoma website so I'd be looking at using for the blueberries the product called Berry Tone. Right
oh,
on it.
All right.
It says for all
yeah.
blueberries, so it has a little bit of I'm trying to pull it up that so I can see. So it does have some calcium in it, some magnesium, some sulfur. Those are some good things that you're going to want. You might not even need to use the soil acidifier, but I'll get to that in just 1 second. The reason why I wanted to bring it up is this fertilizer, the Berry Tone, is something that you can actually feed twice per year in the early spring and the late spring. Whereas if you
okay.
were to use just like a holly tone,
yeah.
it's one and done,
okay.
right? So that's why I would want you to use that Berry Tone, because it can be used multiple times versus just the one and done, right?
Okay.
So that's why I want you to look at that. Now, as far as the soil acidifier, I can't always remember all the... Yeah, so it has a lot of sulfur in it. So you could still use the soil acidifier at the same time.
Okay.
The sulfur is what helps with the acidity. So
yeah.
it's definitely worth it. This is something you could do multiple times a season. So okay. we're going to call them established plantings, established
sure.
plants, even though they're not doing well. They've been there for over a year or so. And so you
right.
need about 2.5 cups per plant.
Okay.
And so that's it. It's right on the back of the bag. It'll say the exact same thing. But
okay.
about a cup is about a pound or so, right?
Uh-huh.
Depending upon one cup is about a pound. So you're going to need, you know, 2.5 cups or 2.5 pounds per plant. So just keep
okay.
that in mind. Because you have six plants, so
well,
we're looking
four.
At 12. Oh, yeah, four sorry.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
We're looking at about 10 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're looking at about 10 pounds of it, right? So don't
okay.
just buy, like, the small 4-pound bag. is right. I want to make sure, you know, you look at, because they, I think there's a 4 pound and an 18 pound. And the yeah. thing about it is you can actually use it a couple times in the season to get that pH level down at every 60 days. So it wouldn't be like a waste of money by buying a bigger bag for you, right?
Okay.
So but right on the package, it's right on the package, it says great for blueberries. So I just, that's the other thing here.
Okay. So
you're saying the pH?
Well, I'm sure it might be in the high fives. I have various pH test things here rather than.
Okay.
I don't want to wait, and who knows when the test blueberries will come back. So.
Yep.
After the first time, what I test it in so many weeks.
Yeah. So what I want you to do with that test is I want you to get the soil when you put like a shovel down to the bottom of the shovel, when the shovel goes all the way into the ground, right?
Yeah.
So the soil from down there, because that's what's really affecting the roots.
Yeah.
I don't want the pH from the top to, you want it from lower in, because that is going to give you the best results of the, of where it's at, and then you can build from there. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome, Pat. Well, good luck, and
thank you again.
Let us know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thanks so much. All right,
thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow!
Really? With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're early on in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions to call us. And we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Susan's in Newton, Mass.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Yes, for Easter, I got a number of pots of hyacinths and tulips, and I wanted to plant them with my grandchildren. And what I wasn't sure about was, can we plant them while the flowers are still on, and how deep the bulb should be planted? I mean, my hope is that they will come back in other years. And should I add anything to the soil when we plant them?
Okay. So you can definitely get them out there and planted. Have they been inside the whole time, or are they outside?
No, they've been outside the whole time.
Perfect. So you don't have to kind of harden them off just in case some of the temperatures drop. So we're good. So I would suggest definitely putting them in the ground, right? And you don't have to worry about the depth that you're planting these ones in, because they've already been planted at the right depth in the soil. So you're just keeping them level to where the top of the soil is right now. So you don't have to even worry.
In the pot,
yeah.
They are in the pot. Oh, okay.
So you don't have to worry, because you can just plant that entire container, you know, take the pot off, obviously, but you can plant that entire container right into the ground the way it is and not have to worry, because they took whoever, you know, planted them when they were planted took that thought process out for you, so you don't have to worry.
Okay, good.
So you can put them in the ground. I would look at just adding a little bit of, like, and we're not looking at a lot. We're just looking at adding a little bit of compost or something along those lines to just enrich the soil.
Okay.
You could also use some of the Biotone starter just to help get a healthy start in the soil there, because it's going to be a completely different soil structure. It's not, they're probably planted in a lighter mix, whereas the dirt outside is heavier, obviously.
Right.
So that's something to think about as you're planting it as well.
Okay, great.
So really, you're going to be, I wouldn't say that 100% is going to come back, right? That's just not always how it is. But you have a good shot. And why not? You already have them, right? You already own them. You might as well try and have an enjoyable time, especially putting them in there with the grandkids at the same time.
Exactly. No, I've had luck with, especially with hyacinths. They've come back year after year. It seems to be a bulb that the squirrels don't like very much.
Yeah. So, one thing you could be looking at is like a dried blood around it. They sell products just like it. If you're worried about the squirrels kind of coming through. I know they're kind of all over the place. They're in my backyard, but like just digging everywhere. So I get it. You could also be using, you could mix into some of the soil, some of that, what they call rat magic. I know it sounds like it's bad for like rats, but they actually, the same active ingredient keeps the, squirrels away. They have the same fear, the smell, right? So there's a product called, the liquid form of it's called chipmunk squirrel and rodent repellent, but it is cedarwood oil, castor oil, clove oil, peppermint oil. And if you read the ingredients in Rat Magic, the granular, it's identical, right? So it's just a play on words because of their mouse magic that Bonide has had for years. But you could use that to put around it because that castor oil, the peppermint oil, that keeps the chipmunks and squirrels away from.
Do you mix that into the soil or do you just sprinkle it around?
So what I would do is I would mix a little bit into the soil around the plant and then on top as well.
Okay.
Because if they dig underneath, they're not, not necessarily walking to it from the top. So.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great one. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. President Biden ordering the Pentagon to get a handle on how it handles classified documents. Georgia firefighters containing a massive fire at a resin plant that forced an evacuation order to be issued for some surrounding areas. Lincoln University in Chester County, Pennsylvania, was in lockdown last night after a double shooting on campus. That lockdown was lifted this morning. Two females who were not students were injured. They are in stable condition. The suspect still on the loose. Three New Mexico officers on administrative leave after they opened fire on a man while responding to the wrong address for a domestic violence call. That incident left that 52-year-old man dead, his wife being shot at while all three kids were in the house. No other injuries were reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And halfway through the second hour here, lots of different questions. I love it. You know, it's a little dreary out there today, mostly cloudy at this point. But nice and cool. So still be a good day to get out and do some work in the yard, some cleanups, right? It's not going to be heavy rains right now. It could be raining tonight. So it's later in the day. It's not an all day thing, right? Kind of trying to look at the hourly forecast here. And not getting what I used to get, but I digress. Anyways, looking like a good week temperature-wise. We're not going to get that heat again, so it's not going to force some stuff to kind of happen out there when it comes to our plants. It'll allow those plants that haven't fully developed to slowly get into development like they should, right? Versus that forced quick. So, keep that in mind. Plenty of time to be fertilizing right now, right? It's actually better for you to almost put some of that fertilizer in your plants today. You know, like if you're putting, your holly tone down, your plant tone, your tree tone, any of those, you're putting those in. And then if we get some overnight rain, that just adds to it and helps. Just helps with the fertilizer, activate it, clean it up, those types of things. So just keep that in mind. It's definitely definitely worth doing. It's just going to help. So just keep that in mind. We also talked about lawns, weed control, crabgrass preventer. Right, this is the time to put a crabgrass preventer down. I mentioned first thing in the show, it's not just a one-step process sometimes when it comes to crabgrass control. Crabgrass control, if you have it really bad, can be done multiple times in a season. It's not just, you know, the first in the spring with the crabgrass, and then you move on. So there's products out there that you can use to prevent crabgrass as a second application, right? So if we're looking at taking care of our crabgrass, we put that first step down with fertilizer. But then we know that the second application, right, is a weed and feed. And it usually doesn't take care of preventing crabgrass. But I want you to take a look at a product out there from Bonide called Weed Beater Complete. Okay? So they have it with just a weed control on it in a granular form. And it helps as a pre-emergent and post-emergent control. So this isn't just a, crabgrass preventer. This is other weeds in it. And it doesn't have a fertilizer in it. So what I'd look for you to be doing is using just a regular fertilizer and this product at the same time. But we're using this as a second application as a pre-emergent for crabgrass, because there's early season and then late season crabgrass, right? So that early season crabgrass will take more of the cool weather and start to grow. And then that late season crabgrass is the hotter weather, right? So it's not just something that you have to do first. I'd say do it multiple times. It actually, if you look at the bag, if you have a really bad crabgrass problem, you can actually apply this product in the fall. Right? So when the soil temperatures are cooler, but not freezing, this will actually provide control of crabgrass the following spring. So I bring it up now, right? We might not remember all the way into the fall that this is there, but I want you to realize that if you have bad crabgrass control, it's not just about taking care of it now and not just about preventing it now. There are other times during the season that it will really work. So this product is, like I was talking about, it's called Weed Beater Complete in a granular form. You can use it now, right, as a preventative. But it is also something that in the fall I want you to look at using to help prevent that crabgrass for the next season. It also does a number of other pre-emergent type weeds, right? Chickweed is one of them. We always get questions on chickweed. Henbit, that's another one. Some of the sedges out there that can happen in the lawn. Nut sedge, right? These are all things that we think of when it comes time, because they're growing. They're not previous to it. We're not looking to prevent it. So that is, these are some that could be controlled. The post-emergent aspects of this product, dandelion, clover, crabgrass, right? Chickweed, bittercrest, speedwell, wild violet, wild garlic, wild onion. And so this is a great product to use. This isn't just a one and done, right? This is something that with crabgrass it takes a couple times to do. So just keep that in mind, all right? Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're a little over halfway through the second hour. Oh, a little over two more hours to go, so plenty of time if you have questions in regards to your lawn, garden. We're here for you for that. So definitely, stay tuned. So there's plenty more to come on the show. So move on from weed controls, right? What else do you have going on in the yard? You know, our plants are really starting to wake up. Our rhododendrons are starting to thrive. They're starting to, look better. Some of them have had some issues from the winter. And what are we going to do for that? That's where it comes along the lines of using the Holytone now, right? We need to put that there and help our plants because the winter was so rough, right? And not because we had lots of snow. We all know we didn't. But the fact of the matter is the off and on snow towards the end and cold, that really did a number on our plants. And so we need to take a look at a way to help our plants. And using a Holytone, a plant tone, tree tone at this point is definitely something that we should be looking at doing. Okay, this is definitely the time where we can help our plants out. So you really need to look at doing it because it is only going to benefit your plants long term. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time for questions. More than enough time for you for us to help you out. And we'll be here to do that. Now, what other things? We've talked about fertilizing the lawn. We've talked about fertilizing some of your plants. But what else? Well, we should be looking at getting our gardens ready for spring here, right? We aren't putting a lot of our tomatoes, our squashes, those types of things. We're not putting those out yet, but we're not far from it. We're about a month or so away. But what should we be doing now so that we can take care of our plants when it comes time and not have to worry as much, right? So, what I want you to look at doing at this point in time is looking to add some sort of compost, some sort of additive to the soil to help get your plants going for the season. And we're doing it before the season even starts, right? So it's a bonus, but it's a good thing for us to do. So, a lot of companies at this point have opened up, and they have compost by the bulk. They have all those options for you so that you can start adding it to there. We're looking just for a compost. You can use a leaf compost. You can use a ocean compost. You can use any type of compost just to really help kickstart the season for your plants. That's what we're looking to do. That's all. So keep that in mind because it's definitely time to do that. Now, what else can we add there? I talked about the compost, but let's look at adding a garden tone to the soil. Right? If you're planting a vegetable garden this year, look at adding garden tone to it to start the season. Because that is only going to help make your plants thrive. We do it early so that we can get those nutrients into the soil and build them up as time goes on. And then we can fertilize with liquid fertilizers throughout the season. It's not just a, one and done fertilizer. The crabgrass control excuse me, I'm the garden tone is a one time, right? And then the liquid form of any type of fertilizer is going to help the rest of the year, right? So that could be any type of liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest is the way I like to go. Right? Neptune's Harvest is a great product to help activate a lot of your nutrients that are in the soil, right? It allows your plants to absorb them a lot easier and better, right? So just something to be thinking about. And I wanted to go back. The garden tone isn't a one and done. It is for when on established plants, with plants there, you can actually feed monthly, May through August. So just keep that in mind as well. We're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Full block. John is in Keene.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you.
Good morning.
I got a question about tomato blight, which, of course, my tomatoes get every year.
Okay.
But I have noticed that some of the wild tomatoes that grow from, you know, the chickens poop out the seeds and they start growing in the lawn, I don't get blight on the wild ones. I get blight on the ones that I grow in my beds that I fertilize with garden tone. So I'm wondering if there's something in the garden tone that leaves these tomatoes susceptible to this blight.
So,
what could it be?
Definitely not on that one, because if you look at some of the garden tone, what it's derived from, to be honest, some of it is actually chicken manure. So it's the same.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So it's the same types of things. I wouldn't say that that has anything to do with it. It lives in the soil and overwinters in the soil, so it's going to continue to come back in that area.
Well,
right?
No matter what bed I grow them in, if I grow them in different beds, they still get the blight.
Okay, so...
But they don't. The wild ones don't get the blight. And the difference is I don't fertilize the wild ones, so I'm just wondering if it could be too much nitrogen or something.
Might be, you know, have a little bit to do with it, but here's what I want to take a look at with you. When it comes to the growth of them during the season, do you spray anything on them at all?
Absolutely not. I'm 100% organic with my whole garden.
Okay. So, there are organic products that are 100% organic that you could use as a preventative for this as well. Do you thin out the leaves on the base of the plants?
I tried that also to keep the, you know, leaves away from the soil. But then the wild ones are growing right in the damn lawn, and I don't stake them, and they don't get the blight. It's so weird.
Well, so this blight lives in the soil where you've planted them. So it's going to come back every year unless we do something about it. That's the problem, right? And it might not necessarily live over winter in the lawn, because it is mostly concentrated in the garden bed itself, right? So that's where the issue arises.
And if I grow them in different beds, even in different beds, I still get the blight. I mean, I get a lot of tomatoes. I'm not complaining, but I still get that blight. Starts from the bottom, and you know how it moves up the plant.
Yep.
And eats up their solar panels, which is not good. But you know, that's the garden tone. Okay.
Nothing is 100%, but I can almost say it is that aspect. We're to that point. The disease isn't going to live in a fertilizer. A fertilizer like that is, you know, goes through a whole tumbling process, a cleaning process. It's not heated. Like, we're not talking like 400 degrees, but it's heated to a point so that when it is pushed into a capsule, there's enough pressure to it that's going to happen. So I can, you know, I can without a doubt say in my mind that it has nothing to do with the fertilizer.
Well, I agree okay. The fertilizer is not contaminated with the fungus. I agree there. But I'm just wondering if the plants are getting too much nitrogen. It could also be the phosphorus or the potassium. I really don't know what it is, but I noticed the difference between the fertilized tomatoes and the non-fertilized. And one gets blight and the other one don't.
Yep, so that's I see where you're coming from. So
I'm going to try to grow some this year without fertilizer and see what happens.
Yeah, definitely try it out. But just realize, like, a garden tone is a 3-4-4 fertilizer. That is minimal amounts of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So there, it's definitely not going to be over-fertilizing them, right? It's not too much. So I wouldn't worry about it being too much of a fertilizer for them. Right, because it has some water-soluble nitrogen in it, so it's, but 0.6% goes right away into the soil. Then the water-insoluble nitrogen is the slow release throughout the season. So definitely it's not a bad thing to use, but I can understand where you're coming from. I think one of the things to do is to take a look at that soil on all the garden beds, because even rotating it could be part of it. So, you know, up to you on what you want to do, but I would be looking at a soil conditioner. So I have to hit a break. If you want to hang tight, great. We're going to be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.